All right, everyone, help me welcome to the stage Hendrik. Hendrik is a core contributor to TLS Notary, and he's going to be giving us a technical introduction today to ZKTLS and TLS Notary. These are systems that use multi-party computation and zero-knowledge proofs to allow users to prove the authenticity of private HTTPS data. I'll let him take it away. Let's help him. Help me welcome him.
Good morning. Test, test. Is it on? Okay, perfect. Okay, good morning. My name is Hendrik. Thank you for the great introduction. So we're here, decentralized internet. We use the internet every day to do things that matter to us, important stuff, fun stuff. And we do it to access bank information, exam results, reputations on systems. And TLS, HTTPS serves us really well. But it's a protocol built between two parties. So as soon as we want to start sharing data, it gets difficult. So HTTPS makes sure communication is secure, but it's hard to share that data. And in this talk, I will present you ways about fixing that, so about turning ordinary HTTPS transcripts into cryptographic proofs that you can use to share, and all of this while keeping the user in full control over its privacy. So first, let's talk about TLS. So that's the S in HTTPS. It has been mentioned a few times already, so let's dive a little bit deeper. So it is a security protocol. It's using key public infrastructure, so certificates, to make sure that when you receive data over the internet, you can also check that the data indeed comes from the source it claims to be. It uses key exchanges and encryption so that you also know that nobody was able to mess with the data in the middle, and that also nobody can eavesdrop, so it's encrypted and there is a message authentication code. So today I will just talk about HTTPS, TLS. I will mix them the whole time, but know that TLS is also applicable to more than just HTTPS. So other examples are secure WebSockets or FTP, for example. But so the challenge is, what if Alice receives data from a website and wants to share that with Bob? So why isn't this trivial to do? That's because TLS uses symmetric encryption. Why does it use symmetric encryption? For performance. But so that means that Alice has the same key as the website. So if she would just give the data to Bob, she could just change things. And so what systems do we use today? Unfortunately, a lot of people just share screenshots and still think that is safe. But in the age of AI, that's just the same as a Trust Me Bro security system. Unfortunately, there's also, even if it's against the terms of service and for lots of applications, also people just sharing their passwords, which is a whole other mess that we definitely should avoid. Before I go to solutions, maybe re-emphasizing why sharing data is important. There's lots of websites, there's government websites, banks, social platforms, gaming, and there's definitely lots of scenarios where there are bots that would want to see private data from Alice on these often walled gardens. Like, say you want to start a business, then it's very hard to compete with the big platforms just because that access isn't there. But also here in the open source community, grassroots social, peer-to-peer finance systems, also things like Internet Archive, where it could be that users can get them data in a verifiable way that would open up way more data sources for these archives, and other things like Ethereum oracles. And so the what we want to do is unlock this web data that's locked in these walled gardens so that it can be shared without intermediaries. Why do we want to do this? Often how history goes, we start with a system that's very open. They attract users to grow, but as soon as they reach their shelling point, it's extraction time, and then instead of helping the user, they just try to extract as much value as they can. The same with cooperating. APIs get closed after a while. In the beginning, oh, we built this together, and then suddenly, once the shelling point is reached, the gates of the walled garden are closed, and it's full competition mode. So unfortunately, we have seen this pattern time and time again, and so we need tools to find against that. So what other alternatives are there for portable HTTPS data? There is a very simple solution, and that would be signing the data at the source. Unfortunately, we've seen this slide right before, there is no incentive for the big platforms to allow competitors. So unfortunately, that might work for government websites in use cases, but it's not a generic solution, definitely not something that small players can enforce. Other options are OAuth, for example, but again, you need cooperation from the website, and also you introduce another party that you need to trust, and there's another point where censorship can happen. So I present you a new player, that's ZKTLS, which can help to fight those walled gardens. It does not only help to get data from Alice, which I from now on will start calling Prover, and Bob, which I will call the Verifier. So it does not only help for Bob to verify that the data is authentic, but also the Prover stays in full control over the privacy, so what exact data is shared with the Verifier, but I will, of course, explain all of that in the following slides. So it allows to verify web data without compromising privacy, and in that way shift control back to users. So ZKTLS, the ZK stands for zero knowledge, and it's an interactive verification. So if there are cryptographers in the room and they hear ZK, they start making assumptions. So it's not publicly verifiable. It's now a TLS between three parties. And because it is TLS, the three parties need to be online because they will do the TLS session together. And then there's also a second phase. So first, they will do the TLS session, and the prover will have the verifier participates and sees encrypted information, and the prover will commit to that encrypted information. And so at the end, the prover can make a proof based on those commitments, which the verifier can check when when data is disclosed through a selective disclosure part. So there's actually two approaches. So you see a server, a prover, and a verifier. That's the three parties here. And it really depends on who does the actual TLS session with the server. So there's proxy mode, which is the simplest, where the verifier is in between the prover and the server. And there is the MPC mode, where it's the prover that talks to the web server, and the verifier checks the result in the end. So they have all different security, privacy, and resource trade-offs. So let's zoom into proxy mode first. So in proxy mode, it's very similar to regular TLS. So here the prover has the does the key exchange with the server, and the verifier just observes everything that happens and sees the encrypted information. One risk here is that if the prover has control over the network, then the prover could fool the verifier. But in lots of use cases, this is enough of a trust mode to have. But if there's lots of money involved or it's really important, then you should not use this mode. There is also privacy trade-offs. So because the verifier communicates with the website, the verifier will also know who that website is. And another big challenge of this mode is that the server will see lots of requests from that verifier and will start to see patterns there. So this is also easy to censor from the server side. So from the server side, this looks like normal TLS traffic. So that's not something, but if there's like, if that is an Amazon server, then it's often already blocked by default by many websites. So that could also be a reason to look at different solutions. But it's a relatively lightweight solution to follow this approach. The other and the most secure approach is to use multi-party computation. So that's a cryptographic trick that from the applied cryptography that we can use. And here, instead of the verifier or the prover having the TLS key, a good mental model to have is that they each have a key shard. So they have to work together to do the TLS transaction. And MPC allows you, well,